surprises. It will happen the least we expected it. Nung elementary po ako, or grade school, isa po akong malaking fan ni Santa Claus. Yeah, fanboy ako ni Santa Claus before. Kasi binibida sa akin lagi ng daddy namin, kaming magkakapatid, at sinabi, si Santa Claus, lagi nagbibigay ng regalo yan. So, ang gagawin nyo, kailangan nyo maglagay ng medyas dyan banda sa sulok, at kinabukasan, may makikita kayong regalo. Though di, syempre, sinubukan namin, mga early, mga younger years namin, ang dal napansin namin, ting umaga may pera sa Christmas morning. May pera, may candy. So every year, lagi po namin ginagawa ron, kaya I'm a total fan ni Santa Claus nung time na yon. Kaso may mga unbelievers kay Santa Claus sa playground nung time na yon, at lagi ko siya pinaglalaban kapag sinasabing hindi totoo na may Santa Claus. So I stood my ground nung time na yon, at pinaglaban ko nga na meron kasi nakikita ko yung regalo tuwing Christmas. So, one fateful night, Christmas Eve, I'm not sure kung uminom ako ng tubig noon o nag-CR ako noon. Napansin ko yung mga medyas namin may nakatayo na mama. Since madilim, hindi ko makita kung sino. So napansin ko, eto na si Santa Claus. So I slowly peeked. Yung pagsilip ko, hindi si Santa Claus. Tatay ko. Tatay ko pala. I was surprised. As a matter of fact, I was devastated. The truth that I held on dearly for my younger years was really a lie. Isang malaking kasinungalingan. This changed my understanding about Christmas and Santa Claus, which probably is a good thing, but I was surprised in a way that it did not expect me. I did not expect. Our passage tonight has a surprise. It surprised its readers in a way that they did not expect. The truth that Paul revealed sa kanyang mga readers devastated them. That somehow changed their lives. This is our last sermon series sa taon na to in the book of Romans, the Gospel of the Righteousness of God. Paul, throughout chapter 2, ay pinapakita sa mga Jews na like pagan, na para silang mga pagan Gentiles. They too, kagaya ng mga Gentiles, are desperate. They desperately need yung gospel ni Jesus Christ. The gospel of the cross and empty tomb. Paul has done an elaborate job of identifying and debunking the Jews' misplaced assurances. Diniin niya ang nantodo na ang pagtiwala sa kanilang national election, kanilang ethnicity, ang possession and knowledge about the law, yung kanilang calling, will not justify them, will not absolve them sa coming day of judgment. And we learned that last week. At ngayong gabi naman, susupresahin niya uli ang mga Jews sa isa pang pasabog, na ang pinahahawakan nilang circumcision ay hindi sila ililigtas. Hindi sila i-justify. Hindi makakatakas sa hustisya na bibitawan ng Diyos. My prayer ngayong gabi is both positive and negative sa passage na ito. Positive, that we would see the salvation is found nowhere and in no one else except kay Christ lamang. Excuse me. At ang negative naman po is that we would annihilate all efforts and hopes on our works righteousness to be absolved from the day of judgment. Kasi po, a circumcised heart is the true mark of God's people. A circumcised heart is the true mark of God's people. 2 points po para ngayong gabi. Number one, the value of circumcision, verse 25. And number two, the circumcision that matters, verses 26 hanggang 29. Number one, the value of circumcision. Basahin po natin ang verse 25. For circumcision indeed is of value if you obey the law. But if you break the law, your circumcision becomes uncircumcision. Ang circumcision o ang tuli ay mahalaga po sa mga Jews. Sa Old Testament, it's required to be in a covenant with God. Requirement po yun. Makikita po natin yung command na yan sa Genesis chapter 17, verses 9 to 11. Mabasahin ko po sa ating ngayong gabi. And God said to Abraham, "As for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your offspring, after you throughout their generations." Verse 10. "This is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and your offsprings after you. Every male among you shall be circumcised. You shall be circumcised in the flesh for your flesh of your foreskins, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and you." Ang circumcision po ay ang pag-cut off ng part ng skin ng male reproductive system. Kapag mayroon tumanggi na magpa-circumcise noong time ng Old Testament, they will be immediately cut off. Cut off saan? Cut off from the covenant people ng Panginoon. Cut off from God. According sa Leviticus chapter 12, verse 3, sa ikawalong araw or eighth day ng kapanganakan ng isang Jewish male, he is immediately circumcised as a mark, as a sign na siya'y bahagi ng covenantal people of God. So ganun po sila kastrikto, ganun po kaseryoso ang pagtrato nila sa circumcision. Sa New Testament naman, kapag ang isang Gentile po ay magpapakonvert sa Judaism, ganun din po ang pinapagawa. Kailangan niya magpa-circumcise o magpatuli, okay? Para makonsider siya bilang bagong convert nila. Now, Paul surprised the Jews sa binitawang niyang argument sa verse 25, na ang covenant sign ng circumcision does not prove that one belongs to God. Naku, malaki po yun. No, isipin mo, ito'y pinangahawakan nila throughout generations, and all of a sudden, here comes Paul, na isang Jew, dating Pharisee, sabihin niyang, wala yan, hindi mahalaga yan. Okay? Ito lamang ay magkakaroon ng kahalagahan or will serve profitable sa kanila if they obey the law. So, conditional. No? So, magiging valuable to, or magkakaroon siya ng value sa inyong mga Jews, yung circumcision, if you obey all of the law. So, ang sinasabi ni Paul sa argument niya dito na hindi mapapakinabangan ng Diyos ang circumcision nila on the day of judgment kung hindi nila tutuparin ang lahat ng law. Paul even went as far as saying that their disobedience of the law is showing na as if hindi sila na-circumcise. In short, wala kayong pinagkaiba sa mga hindi na-circumcise or mga Gentiles. Sinupresa sila ni Paul dito dahil ang kanilang paniniwala na ang external mark of circumcision makes them God's people, but Paul is saying, no. Correct that belief. That doesn't make you God's people. No, you are not saved. No, you will not be saved from God's judgment. No, that will not save you from hell. You will not be saved with outward conformity to religion. Hindi sa pagiging morally na matino at hindi sa pagiging religious at pag-practice ng religious rites or activities na ikaw ay maabsweltohan sa kasalanan. Mga kaibigan, this is also true sa atin ngayon. External marks of religion cannot save us. External signs of mga signs kagaya ng iba-ibang klaseng religion o pag-practice noon ay hindi tayo maabsweltohan. When I was in grade school, I always wear a cross necklace, no? Yung plastic. I always wear that because in my thinking, if I wear that cross necklace, I feel that God will protect me. I feel that God will comfort me in times of distress. Ito rin po ay sinusuot ko to communicate to others that I'm a good person, that I am religious person. Friends, wearing cross necklaces or hanging wooden crosses sa pader ng ating tahanan or wearing Christian t-shirts saying, Jesus, I love Jesus, or quoting Bible verses online does not make us God's people. Does not make us real Christians. External marks of religion cannot save us. Maaring nagpabaptize ka at naging member ng isang church and still be unregenerate or hindi pa rin Kristiyano. Bakit? Because of the lack of newness of life or even the absence of it. O maaring nandito ka ngayon and you are saying you are you faithfully attend church pero hindi mo naman nauunawaan ko ang implications ng gospel ni Jesus Christ. O maaring part ka ng isang ministry or Christian organization at kilala ka bilang morally good person and theologically sound and still can be unconverted. So, anything that is outward does not assure us na tayo nga ay Kristiyano kung ito po ay we're banking on those. Ako po yung nasa seminary, may classmate po ako na tiga Myanmar. Inventoin ko yung pangalan niya, no? Pangalan niya si Kap. He was theologically sharp, kind, and friendly. Ang tatay niya is a very known theological Christian leader sa lugar nila. Okay, very respected. He grew up under his preaching, his ministry, his discipleship. During time na classmate ko po siya, he was pursuing higher theological education. One day, isang professor namin who believes na in the doctrine of grace or sovereign grace or hindi natawag na Calvinist started presenting the gospel, and he presented the gospel so well that he made Christ look glorious. Upon hearing yung gospel presentation, Cap was surprised to realize that he was not a Christian. And then later on came to faith habang siya nag-aaral sa seminary. Praise God. Max Stiles, former elder ng Redeemer Church of Dubai, has written several books that we read and recommend, said one time sa isang conference, "You wouldn't believe how many pastors I shared the gospel with who are unregenerate na naging Christian na lang." Yes, friends, it's true. Bible students, pastors, deacons, Bible study leaders who are unregenerate that needed to be saved. Meron po. Maring we don't see the evidence of their unregenerate hearts, but their passions, motives, self-righteousness, self-reliance to oneself, nakikita ng Panginoon. And one day, according to verse 16 in chapter 2, God will expose. Maaring hindi later, maaring soon. Friends, we should not be surprised sa katotohanan ito. Jesus said to a highly respected religious leader in his time in John chapter 3, Jesus answered to him, to Nicodemus, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Verse 7, "Do not marvel that I said this, said to you, you must be born again." Friends, are you trusting on your outward conformity to religion to save you? Do you hold on to the assurance that you have a relationship with God by the Christian group or activities you're part of? Many religious people on the last day will be surprised when Jesus tells them in Matthew chapter 7, verse 23, that "I never knew you, depart from me, you workers of lawlessness." Paul surprised the Jews dahil akala nila na ang external mark of circumcision is a mark that they belong to God. Nagkamali po sila doon. The question now is, what mark will say a person belongs to God? Let's move to ating second point. the circumcision that matters. The circumcision that matters. Verse 26. So if a man who is uncircumcised keeps the precepts of the law, will not his uncircumcision be regarded as circumcision? Ito yung tinatawag na opposite side of the coin ng verse 25, yung diniscuss natin kanina. Kung ang mga na-circumcised ay regarded as uncircumcised dahil sa hindi nilang pag-obey ng law, eto naman, ang mga uncircumcised na kung saan regarded as circumcised dahil they obey the law. Does that make sense? So parang baliktad naman. Kung ikaw ay Jew at madidinig mo yung point ni Paul na ito, mawiwirdohan ka. Mawiwirdohan ka kasi sinabi niya na uncircumcised keeps the precepts of the law. Sabi yan sa verse 26, di ba? Or they are able to obey the law. Now, why is it weird para sa kanila? Kasi ang pag-circumcise ay part ng law. Ang pag-circumcise ay part ng pag-obey ng law. So ang tanong, how can someone who is uncircumcised keep the law? Nakikita niyo yung argument ni Paul dito? Sino ba ang mga uncircumcised na binabanggit ni Paul dito? Ito ay ang mga Gentiles na kung saan he wrote na umaattend sa congregation nila. They are able to obey the law kasi they have experienced a different type of circumcision. These are the Gentile Christians. We'll explain further pagdating po natin sa verses 28 hanggang 29. Pero tignan muna natin yung verse 27. Then he who is physically uncircumcised but keeps the law will condemn you who have the written code and circumcision but break the law. So ano yung sinasabi ni Paul po dito? Ang sinasabi ni Paul, ang mga Gentile Christians na hindi physically na na-circumcised pero sumusunod sa law will condemn, will judge yung mga Jews on the last day. Okay? Na dapat sinunod nila yon kasi may advantage sila. They have the law. They have the Torah. They're circumcised. Dapat may advantage sila. Bakit hindi sila nakinig? Nung sinabi ni Paul yan dito sa verse na ito, probably he's thinking of Matthew chapter 17. When Jesus warns the hypocritical scribes at saka mga Pharisees who were trying to entrap him. Basahin ko po sa inyo yung dalawang example na binigay ni Jesus dito. First, makita natin sa verse 41. The men of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, something greater than Jonah is here. Second example, verse 42. The queen of the south will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it. Again, kinondem ulit. For she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, something greater than Solomon is here. So Paul probably is thinking itong passage na ito in comparison sa situation ng mga Jews na umaatin ng church sa Rome. Ang mga, let me explain this. Ang mga men ng Nineveh will rise up daw on the day of judgment and will condemn yung mga Jews nung time ni Jesus na ito dahil di sila nagrepent nung nagpreach si Jonah. Dahil nagrepent sila nung nagpreach si Jonah, pero sila yung nagpreach si Jesus, hindi sila nagrepent. Okay? Ganun din sa Queen of the South. She will rise up at the last day and will also judge the Jews. Dahil nung dumayo siya mismo sa Israel to listen to the wisdom of Solomon, she believed. Pero silang mga Jews did not listen to the wisdom of Jesus nung nagpipreach siya. So parang ganito yung sinasabi po ni Paul dito, na itong mga tao na ito, na mga Gentiles na ito, on the last day will judge yung mga Jews who rejected Christ. Friends, tayo po ay pinagpala ng Diyos. Pinagpala tayo ng Panginoon na kahit tayo ay nasa banyagang bansa na kung saan iba ang Diyos na si pinupuri, tayo ay pinagkalooban ng Panginoon ng napakaraming pagkakataon na ma-expose at marinig ang ebanghelyo ng Panginoong Yesu Kristo. We are exposed to corporate worship every Thursday night in this place. We are exposed every week sa community groups and Bible studies. We are exposed sa mga kasamahan natin sa flat na mga Christians who share to us the truth about Jesus Christ. We are exposed to God-fearing, Bible-believing parents who share the gospel of Jesus to you, young people. Over and over again, we are exposed and hear the gospel preaching almost every day. But if we continue to reject Jesus one day on that fateful day, on the day of judgment, the person who grew up sa isang Buddhist family na nakakilala sa Panginoon Jesus Christ will rise up. At kung patuloy natin i-reject, will judge us, will condemn us, will ask us the question, di ba lumaki ka sa Christian home? Bakit tinanggihan mo si Kristo? Or yung mga pinanganak, lumaki, tumira buong buhay sa Afghanistan, naging Christian, will rise up on that last day and will ask you, di ba exposed ka sa God's Word? And have access to the Bible and Christian resources sa panahon mo, bakit hindi ka naniwala? Bakit hindi ka naniwala sa gospel ni Jesus Christ? Kami bihira ang access ng gospel doon. Hindi ka pa nga ganun nahihirapan sa persecution mo eh. Or the atheist who became a Christian would ask, why did you continue to harden your heart? Considering that you're surrounded by a family who believes in Jesus and shows yung love ni Christ sa'yo every day. Young people, children, your parents and the elders do not want this to happen to you. We labor together praying for your souls, that you would respond to the invitation of Jesus has been offered sa gospel niya. We pray that you would not reject it. We pray that you would respond to it. Adults, para sa atin din po ito. This is also true sa atin. Kung meron tayong paulit-ulit na nadidinig sa chapter 2 ng series ng Romans sa pinagdaanan po natin, ay ang pagiging religious natin o ang pagiging matino o disente natin in order to be absolved on the day of judgment ay mali. All of these things are worthless sa harapan ng Diyos. Our good works will not suffice or hindi sufficient sa day ng judgment. Now, balikan po natin ang verse 26 at verse 27. Na kung saan Paul talks about Gentiles who obey the law, kahit sila ay uncircumcised. So ang tanong po dito, why are they able to obey the law samantalang hindi sila kasama sa circumcision party? Hindi sila sama sa covenant people ng Panginoon. How are they able to obey the law? Well, the answer is, nasa verse 28 hanggang 29. For no one is a Jew who is merely one outwardly, nor is circumcision outward or and physical, but a Jew is one inwardly, and circumcision is a matter of the heart by the Spirit, not by the letter. His praise is not from man, but from God. The reason they are able to obey the law kahit hindi po sila tuli or circumcised, it's because they have experienced a different, much better type of circumcision and are therefore members of God's covenant people. According kay Tom Schreiner, true Jewishness and true circumcision are spiritual realities. One may be a Jew ethnically and one may be circumcised physically and not be a Jew spiritually and are uncircumcised spiritually. Ang sinasabi ni Dr. Schreiner at sinasabi ni Paul, it doesn't matter kung ikaw ay physically circumcised or not. It doesn't matter kung ikaw ay ethnic Jew or not. Outward things ay hindi mahalaga at insignificant pagdating sa kaligtasan ng kaluluwa. Hindi basihan yan. What matters to God is the inward part, the heart. The circumcision that matters to God is the circumcision of the heart. Circumcision is nothing, physical circumcision. Being an ethnic Jew is nothing if they continue to break the law. And the obedience that is required by God in obeying the law is perfection. Dapat perfect ang pagsunod. Obedience di lamang outwardly, kung hindi obedience inwardly. As mentioned sa verse 16 ng chapter 2 sa mga dati natin na pag-aralan, on the judgment day, the secrets of man's heart will be exposed. So friends, may problema tayo. Ang problema natin, none of us can obey God's law perfectly. Outwardly, maybe we can fake it, but inwardly, we cannot hide that from God. We are good as judged. We are good as going to hell. We can be very religious from the outside, very kind, very helpful, ready to serve, pero ang motives ng puso natin is always tainted with sin. This makes us still lawbreakers. And the good and holy judge will punish us to eternal suffering. Pati yung mga naisip ko masama, oh, kasama yan. Pati yung mga maling motibo, hindi ko naman sinasadya. Exactly, hindi mo sinasadya. Because you are by nature, I am by nature, sinful. Kaya wala tayong kalaban-laban. Hindi po ba? Kaya hindi natin pwedeng asahan ang ating good works. Maganda nga yung panlabas sa pinapakita natin, pero lahat yan ay may bahid ng kasamaan. Hindi pa rin katanggap-tanggap ito sa Panginoon. We will still be punished to eternal suffering. Sabi ni Matt Chandler, the heart of our problem is the problem of our hearts. Ang problema talaga natin is nasa puso natin. Okay? And because of our disobedience and rebellions against God, the curse of the covenant is upon us. So the question is, what is the curse of the covenant? The curse of the covenant is this, to be cut off. To be cut off from life, which means death. To be cut off from light, which means darkness. These are imageries of God's holy judgment to those who continue to reject Jesus Christ. They will be cut off from God. Ang kailangan natin is a new heart, a transformed heart, a regenerated heart, one that will bow down to the will of God, a heart that will behold God and His excellencies. Dapat hindi na ito bago sa mga Jews. Dapat alam na nila ito eh. Kasi the Old Testament prophesies point towards that end. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 4. Hindi lang po siya sa New Testament, sa Old Testament din siya. Jeremiah 4:4, circumcise yourself to the Lord. Remove the foreskin of your hearts, O men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 6. Ito yung binasa ni Brother Bon kanina. And the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your offspring so that you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul that you may live. Ezekiel 36, 26 to 27. And I will give you a new heart. Ha! Kasi this old heart will never, ever, ever please God. A new spirit I will put within you. I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. That's wonderful. That makes sense. That's why the uncircumcised can follow God's law, because there was a transformed heart. The Spirit of God is in them. Tim Keller quotes Douglas Moo in his neutral translation ng Colossians chapter 2. Ito po sinabi niya. In Christ, you Christians have been circumcised in the circumcision of Christ. Which is, I find, really weird. We are circumcised in the circumcision of Christ. Ano ibig sabihin niya dito? It means Jesus on the cross has experienced the curse of the covenant in our place. He was cut off. He was cut off from whom? From God the Father. Jesus on the cross experienced God's wrath in our place. Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin for us. He took our sin and died on that cross. Nilibing po siya. And on the third day has risen from the grave. Friends, this is the hope that we have kung tayo ay may pusong bato. Ito ang pag-asa ng mga mahal natin sa buhay na sa tingin natin na may pusong bato. The hope is Christ has risen from the grave. There is hope for people like me at saka you. Friends, here is the call to action upon hearing this wonderful news. Turn away. Turn away, cut off from our sin of trusting religion, trusting dead saints, trusting good works, trusting external activities in order to be saved. Turn away, cut them off, and put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ and yung ginawa niya sa cross para sa ating kasalanan. And those who have placed their faith in Christ, the Holy Spirit now makes us a true Jew inwardly. He makes us spiritually circumcised, which means simply we are now part of the covenant people ng Panginoon. Now you are able to walk in obedience to God. Hindi na hindi perfect obedience, yun ang ginawa ni Christ. But there is increasing holiness, growing in obedience by His grace. Your good works are not filthy rags na sa harapan ng Panginoon. God accepts yung life of worship mo na ngayon. Ang mga good works na ginagawa mo na ngayon ay hindi basihan upang magkaroon ka ng relasyon sa Diyos. Hindi dahil sa, dahil sa may relasyon ka na sa Diyos, kaya ka nakakagawa ng good works. And here's the good news, you care less. You care less what other people would say or think about you. Because your main concern, so verse 29, is how to please not men, but God. Christians, what sins in our life that we need to cut off and trust Jesus? Ang nakakamangha po dito sa chapter 2, and I'm coming into a conclusion, hindi lang sa sermon na to, kung hindi sa chapter na series natin. Paul, in a way, is saying to the Jews, the Gentiles, listen Jews, the Gentiles are coming to Jesus. And as they come to Jesus, they are having a transformed life. They are enjoying God. They are enjoying God's blessings. It could be, or I can use that as a question, could it be that Paul intentionally wrote ito this way dahil he was in a way provoking yung mga Jews. Provoking the Jews to long for that blessing na meron yung mga Gentile Christians. The blessing, the very blessing that they long for. the very blessing na pinagtatrabahuan nila. Maybe Paul is compelling them, look, Jews, they're getting saved. They're enjoying God. The blessing that they long for, and there is only one way to get it. And it's not through the possessions of the law, possession of the law. It's not their national election. It's not through their ethnicity. It's not through their calling. It's not any external mark of religion. At lalong hinding-hindi, circumcision. You only get it by stop trusting on these things and start trusting Jesus. Maybe Paul is trying to compel them. Friends, is this you? Do you long to be made right with God? Stop trusting on yourself and what you can do. Start trusting on Jesus and what He has done. A circumcised heart is the true mark of God's people. Let us pray. Father God, maraming salamat at hindi na namin kailangan pagtrabahuan ang aming righteousness. Maraming salamat at hindi basihan yung lahi namin para kami maligtas. Maraming salamat na hindi basihan na napakamaraming bagay na kailangan namin gawin upang mawin yung favor mo, because ang anak mo na pinadala nyo, na si Jesus Christ, have fulfilled all the law, has died for our sins. And as we trust Him, He saved us. I pray for my friends who are here tonight that they would look to Christ, that they would stop trying to live their lives in a way to win your favor, but instead look and focus towards your Son, whom your favor mo ay nasa Kanya. I pray for my brothers and sisters who are here that this gospel message to Romans would continue to fuel our affections kay Jesus. That we would live our lives not trying to please men, but try to please God. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.